pizza.
He started with Adam.
Unbelievable. He built the whole show. No, we can't.
The beginning segment is about him.
This is absurd.
You know something?
216.
I am a broadcast. Kind of a broadcast. I'm just saying.
What the hell is going on?
This segment revolves around him. Corby's not here.
With no Bob, it's Dan and Jake.
We promoted it yesterday in Wiley Doesn't Suck. I talked to him off the air yesterday. I texted him today.
Big thing planned here, built around Corby, and what was going to be our biggest segment of the day. A lot of audio to play.
All right, I guess we could play some of the audio before he gets here.
Look, here's the deal.
Unreal. What an idiot.
Unreal.
How do you work with him?
You would never put up with this from me, Dan.
We've gotten rid of lesser or greater people than him because of this. This exact kind of thing.
Got it.
We're dying.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Well, there's somebody freaking. There's a hair trigger for you.
We're dying on the vine here. All right, so I want to do a ticket top 25 type thing. Mike Reiner's in studio. Corby was scheduled to be here. Hopefully he'll be here very soon. And Mike,
here.
This is something I found when... This is something I found when I was digitizing a box of cassette tapes that you gave me a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you got those digitized?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
It takes time, real time, because every one is like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Right. Digits.
And I have to put it in, then walk away, and then come back, flip the tape, put it in, walk away, you know.
Beating.
It's a beating, a little bit, but I like it a lot because it's bringing me a lot of ticket history. So the one I found was only labeled as 2011. I was able to listen to it a little bit and determine it was December 14th, 2011.
Oh, my sister's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what this was it turns out it was the day after a major day in ticket history. It was the day after a white elephant day.
Mm-hmm.
And on that white elephant day, Corby lost us a client. Back then, it was Texas Tech was advertising with us. They were advertising because they had some kind of a tournament they were putting on at the AAC. And Bob Knight, friend of Bad Radio, came on the show to promote that tournament. And we're having fun. We're laughing. We're talking about Bill Belichick and stuff. And then I think we have the audio. You may remember this happened.
For Bill Parcells with the Giants and followed his career very very closely. I had a long talk with Art Modell when he hired him with the Browns, and I think really had an influence in his getting that job with the Browns.
So have you taken a shot at anybody in a while?
I'll see you guys. Have a nice time.
Hey, Coach.
You know, that's, to tell you the truth, that's not even funny to me. And I think you guys would be a little bit beyond crap like that.
All right. Well, we appreciate Bob Knight joining us here on Sports Radio 1310.
Okay. So I did a little bit of a bad job setting that up. Also, that week in the news, like there was a story how Bob Knight shot somebody while hunting. It wasn't like the vice president who did it back then, too, but Bob Knight shot somebody while he was out on a hunting trip.
On accident.
Right. That'll happen.
Yep.
When you got
it
guns.
It will happen. Guns do that.
And
but guns don't kill people.
I guess he was sensitive, too, and Corby in that,
no way.
In that Corby way of his, very abrasively, so...
Yeah.
Taking a shot at anybody?
Yeah, well, because he knows he's not on his show.
Right.
So he can just say
this
whatever
This was White Elephant Day. And
he's in international waters.
And Corby and I were doing the 3-7 shift on White Elephant Day 2011. So I remember being called to the principal's office after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the principal is the leader, our great supreme leader of the whole cluster here. And he's been the leader for many, many years, Dan Bennett. And he was none too happy because a client had just called and read him the riot act.
Mm-hmm.
and canceled advertising, and, you know, we're losing lots of money. And
yeah, that's when he actually speaks to us, when something like that happens.
Yeah, well,
it's not a bad setup.
I didn't feel that bad being in there because it was Corby that was at fault, you know. So I was in there, and I was very contrite.
Along for the ride.
But yeah, it was one of the rare times I've been called to the office when it wasn't directed at me. You know, if Bob and Dan go in there, who do you think's getting yelled at? Well, this one was Corby and Dan.
And
now Corby,
to ask Corby. Corby
was receiving the brunt of this. So
what is
now,
wrong with you?
It's okay. So now the day after that incident, we do a Why Today Doesn't Suck. And here, I want to take you to...
Can't you get here when you're supposed to be here?
All right, let's just... Let me get to this because I got another... you are an idiot. So here is the day after Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Okay.
In 2011.
Hello, Mike Reiner and Snake.
Hello.
Hello, co-host.
Hey, how's it going, host?
So, you were so abrasive yesterday that... We have to ignore it.
I know. Isn't that awful? To be so polarizing that you can't even talk about it.
You polarized the entire station. Like sales is polarized from from
pause it there
programming.
Real quick. Let's get this straight.
Okay. Yeah.
About sales. That was like a $30 account. It was piss.
Hey, $30 is $30.
It was pissant.
Hold
Texas
on. All
Tech
I know is we were told.
Playing like Cal Lutheran.
All
know,
I know
Sprague
is.
Sprague Field.
We were told.
Big effing deal.
We were told that.
All right,
not,
you go down there
like
and tell Dan Bennett that's a
yes.
pissant account.
Thomas.
Yeah.
We were told not to talk about it afterwards, and this is the first mention of it since the incident happened.
Okay.
Well, he want to talk a guy whose face is on their wall, though. In the wanted repeat offender category.
Who?
Snake.
You. Me.
A smiling snake with a hoodie on.
By the way, Donovan.
Okay, so I just found that an interesting day in history that it's the day after a major event happened that we still talk about today and laugh at. So then I just kept listening. I'm like, oh, okay, let me just listen to Why Today Doesn't Suck. And this, again, is from a Mike Reiner audio tape that I think a good listener who likes to tape shows
yes.
gave to you.
Yes.
And I'm digitizing them all. I will
I have
give them
weeks and months of these things.
I will put these on a thumb drive and hand them to you at some point.
Thumb up.
A thumb up drive?
But then as I'm listening... We'll continue to reference sales and Corby and how abrasive and awesome he is. But something happens that is also monumental in history. Something else happened for the first time on this day that we still will reference today. Now, while we reference it today, we're like, I've heard it a million times. Apparently, this is the very first time I found ground zero for a Mike Reiner invented word that we all stop down for. Enjoy this from December 2011.
Hey, shout out to the City of Richardson Water Department. They came by here, Litwit and Woodstock.
Litwit.
They, I believe now, are all high-fiving each other.
Chest
and,
bumping.
Chest bumping. And
spraying each other down with water.
The water hose. Have it going like an arch. They're all running under it.
It's that fine, crystal clear Richardson water. I believe is bottled and sold in other countries.
I don't know.
We also need to give a shout out to Pinky. Pinky, how are you? What, was it his birthday, Mike? What did T-Bar say?
I guess. What is this, a free lap dance?
T-Bar shout out?
Yeah,
this is going to be a free lap dance or maybe a nice hange or something. Who knows?
But Pinky.
A what?
We're praying for you, buddy.
Mike?
What?
A nice what?
Hange.
A hange.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
The hell is that?
Just move on. Yeah, it involves the hand and a...
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. I think I got it.
Is it cousins to the beach?
Yes,
it is.
Right. It's like
it's a not-too-distant cousin.
Very enjoyable.
But not as hot.
Right.
I don't know. Some prefer it. Really, some are very happy when they can just get out of it with that.
You ever hear of the fudge?
I'd be interested.
Well, there are websites.
I'd be willing to try that.
Yeah.
On this very day in 1862, Union Forces...
Are you sure? Because you say that you created that term. Like, that is your...
I don't say that.
Yeah, you told me yesterday. You said that you made that term up.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I was thinking, though, that we heard that, like, on a... I don't know, a Sopranos or something like that. Like, that was referenced on a TV show.
I like that. I don't remember hearing it on the Sopranos.
So you did create it.
Yeah, my question is, could this be aired today?
Right. With as much as you all have grown.
Could this be played on the ticket today? I don't think so.
Not in this climate.
Sure.
Also, I question, does this belong on a list with Lee Corso and the Gordo Green Bay incident?
Yeah.
Or is there a secondary dark web top 25 list?
Interesting.
That this belongs on? Like, should there be a list that management is not privy to, that of stuff, I don't know if we're not allowed to play it today, or
bad boy list.
Like, what's that guy's name, Mike, that ran the dark web?
The Silk Road guy?
Yeah, what was his name? Chester.
No. It's not Assange, is it?
No. What was his name?
Eric. Ryan.
Ross Ulbricht.
Yeah, Ross Ulbricht. Yeah.
Think that guy needs to put together, like, is there some sort of list.
A ticket top 25, but it's not, or the not top 25.
The Silk like Road top 25?
This belongs on a list, and we should have these things during our 25th anniversary, but...
It's like the movie
But management
Us.
Won't sponsor the first ever reference of Hange.
It's like Us, where the people are normal.
Yeah.
They're a little off.
The
below.
Underworld, the upside down.
Right.
Yes.
Like whenever E! News piped into the Dez Bryant contract extension conference call that the entire NFO media world was on, and they listened to you guys doing a story. Oh, she looks awful these days.
Yeah. Much like this audio, something you weren't allowed to play the next day.
Yeah.
Or maybe for a year. Well, that was the Bob Knight thing. We weren't allowed to play that.
Or at least until we got in good with Texas Tech.
Until we got Ted Knight or whoever's little sycophant kid is. Oh, Daddy, can I have a job?
But what a two-day span.
I don't think it's Ted Knight.
Who knew on December 13th and 14th, 2011...
The world would change.
...that it would produce two things that we'd still be talking about nearly a decade later.
Pretty awesome, Shoopy.
It is. And you know what? Not enough Fooge talk.
Well, we have another 10 years to work on that.
Yeah.
Because really, the Fooge is probably more of a easily accessible video than just the Hange, right?
Easily?
Video? I was going to say, it's more like a delicacy. That's a...
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
That's hard.
Well, it's out there.
Difficult.
That's a real specialty.
It
act.
Is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, what's his name's in? What's it?
Rex Ryan.
Yeah, Rex Ryan's into that.
Oh, well, excuse me, ma'am. Are these your feet?
I don't know about
put our
you,
best foot forward.
But I've never encountered any woman who says she's a food specialist.
Yeah. I haven't either. Or that ever really said, hey, you bored?
It's a younger man's game.
Oh, shut up.
Him. He knows.
Like you.
Millennial guys. Feet everywhere.
What do you know?
God. He probably knows. Man, he probably knows a lot more
than you think.
I hate it when you guys let him on your show.
Well.
That's why he's here.
We appreciate you showing up, Mike, like early.
You're welcome.
And you're an idiot.
Yeah, you screwed things up for everybody.
You kind of messed up the whole show.
I made it.